Joe Biden's Migrants Take Jobs, Americans Lose Jobs. By Neil Monroe on July 11, 2023. Federal data show a two-month rise in unemployment among Black Americans due to the Biden administration's deliberate transfer of compliant and cheap migrant workers into Americans' workplaces. Black workers saw their unemployment rate rise to 6% in June from 5.6% in May, making it the second consecutive monthly increase, CNBC.com reported on July 7. For men within that demographic, unemployment grew to 5.9% in June, up from 5.6% in May. Government-backed migration allows employers to hire young, healthy, cheap, grateful, and hard-working people in place of unwanted American employees, such as former convicts, older and unhealthy Americans, or workers they deem to be lazy or resentful. In many cases, those replaced U.S. workers may be Black. And federal data now show that Black Americans are seeing a notable rise in unemployment. The number of unemployed African Americans has increased by 267,000 since April, meaning they account for close to 90% of the 300,000 increase in overall joblessness during that period, Bloomberg reported on July 7, adding, Black Americans are leaving the workforce after months of improvement in their labor participation culminated in a 15-year high earlier this year. Employment for that group declined by 3% in 3 months, one of the largest drops on record. If conditions continue to weaken, or even accelerate, the gains won by Black workers and other vulnerable groups, emphasis added, could diminish quickly, William Rogers, director of the St. Louis Fed's Institute of Economic Equity, told Bloomberg, which did not mention President Joe Biden's migrant flood. The same June data also show no jobs gained for native-born white workers during continued gains among Hispanic and Asian populations that include many recent migrants invited by Biden. Americans' real wages have shrunk due to the flood of cheap migrant workers and the inflation caused by the huge inflow of migrant consumers who compete for housing and autos. Advocates of increasing immigration have effectively abandoned unemployed or underemployed American citizens. And there's no evidence that this new wave of immigration that is being welcomed by the administration will have any benefit to these American workers, John Fear, an expert with the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News. The reversal in gains for Americans comes as Biden and his deputies continue to provide U.S. employers with huge numbers of work-ready, wage-cutting, and grateful economic migrants. Breitbart News showcased one Venezuelan worker, Danny, in New York. Danny told Breitbart Texas he has a clean hotel room, a New York City identification card, free health care and prescription benefits, and recently found a job at a cleaning company. All at the expense of New York City taxpayers. The video shows the city-provided hotel room where Danny and another migrant currently live. He recently began working for a residential/commercial cleaning company and works 4 days weekly. Despite not having a work authorization card allowing him to legally work or a New York driver's license, his employer hired him and allows him to drive a company vehicle into New Jersey on work days. The video shows Danny's drive to work across the George Washington Bridge over the Hudson River. Danny says most people in Venezuela earn less than the equivalent of $50 per month. He says he now earns double that amount in a single day. He says he is surprised and grateful for the support he has been provided and hopes one day to be able to move from the hotel when he is legally able to enter the workforce. Establishment writers are cheering the replacement of Americans in the economy. One reason for the surprise jobs boom? Immigrants are back, said the headline above a Washington Post column by Catherine Rampell in June. Let's celebrate the underdogs helping supercharge our economy, she wrote. Meanwhile, Biden's deputies are touting his economics policy in the run-up to the 2024 election. His plan, Bidenomics, is rooted in the recognition that the best way to grow the economy is from the middle out and the bottom up, said a White House statement that refused to mention his pro-migration economic strategy. Nationwide, the unemployment rate is very low, partly because Congress is spending vast amounts of money. So any rise in unemployment caused by Biden's migrants will be seen in corners of the economy, such as jobs held by lower-skilled white and Black Americans. For example, joblessness is still high among former convicts, especially for Black former convicts, despite the growing economy. That group gained jobs during former President Donald Trump's tight labor market in 2019 and 2020. Yet the New York Times ignored the damaging impact of migration in a July 6 article on the current unemployment rate for ex-convicts. Teehee broad group of Americans with records of imprisonment or arrests, a population disproportionately male and black, have remarkably high jobless rates. Over 60% of those leaving prison are unemployed a year later, seeking work but not finding it. Fear told Breitbart News, "You would expect to see a surge in employment rates of American citizens coming out of this pandemic. But, obviously, there's still a lot of struggle, particularly in the low-skilled American population. Everyone who is pushing for more immigration views it as a way to keep wages down among all groups of Americans, and they certainly do not see it as a way to add power to the labor side of this equation. Without migration, employers would be forced to pay Americans more and to raise their productivity by investing in machines and training," Fear said. "If there were to be a lack of labor in any industry, a couple of things will happen. You would see businesses competing for citizens' labor by offering better wages, improving working conditions, and offering more benefits," he continued. "Some industries might mechanize, such as produce harvesting. But there's never going to be any pressure to do those things if the federal government is constantly supplying businesses with endless supplies of foreign labor willing to work for less." Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. "The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country," Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.